Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over-under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100 at sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to check out our new Discord server, New Digs. It's a perfect place to interact and sweat bets with the entire SGPN crew. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. It is the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, DFS episode. We are trying to not just win you money through the open gambling market, but we're also trying to get it to you on the DFS markets as well. Every week, Jim and I, CFL Jim and I, break down the DFS plays of the week. And Jim, we're coming off a heater, my friend. We're 5 weeks in, but we threw some fireballs last week.
Dude, last week may have been it was so fun. The fantasy foot, when you're winning fantasy football and you get like picks right, oh, it feels so good.
It does feel so good. In fact, I had to go back and listen a couple times just to make sure that we got the right calls on there too. So, yeah, coming off a really, really fantastic week full of great calls, not the least of which was any player on the Calgary Stampeders, as just about every single one of those guys went off last week.
So the big ones for me was Malik Henry, banger. And then I think I had him in every lineup. It was Schoen.
Yes, you did. Dalton Schoen.
God, Dalton Schoen went so hard.
He went berserk all over the place. It was crazy. And Dalton Schoen, 3 touchdowns in that game. Just crazy numbers. Wait, was it 3 or was it 2?
It was 2.
Yeah, it was 2. It was
2 receiving touchdowns, 117 yards, and 8 receptions. One 100-yard reception.
Indeed. Malik Henry, 6 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown. He went absolutely nuts last week as well. Just, again, so much fantasy goodness all around the league.
Not to mention the Stamps defense, baby.
Putting in work, man. 26 points. They scored a defensive touchdown and just completely annihilated the Elks.
My only dud was one James Butler.
Yeah, weird for that, huh?
I think Winnipeg really just keyed in on stopping him. Because, like, BC just didn't have a run game that entire game.
Yeah. How about Dominique Rimes? 6 catches, 136 yards, 2 touchdowns for the BC Lions. That was a late call by me. We didn't spotlight him, but he was in the final lineup that I gave out. You got to listen to the end, folks. Got to listen to the end.
I took the shot with Hatcher. Hatcher did not pay dividends this game.
Yeah, it was tough. I know we both thought both guys would have big games, but yeah, it was just really came down to him.
You take the shot. With BC, he's like, they spread it out so much, you just kind of have to pick which receiver is going to be getting it that week.
Yeah, and really, you know, Lucky Whitehead two catches, 14 yards. It wasn't good for him, which is a leading receiver coming into it. Josh Pearson was the one that caught the second touchdown on that 66-yard catch, that bomb by Rourke to start, what was it, like the third quarter or something? It was a gigantic bomb. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was tough for the BC Lions all around. But, I mean, if we're going to take a gamble on both, Keon Hatcher had great weeks leading up to it. So the analysis was there.
I thought we did pretty good. I'm gonna give us a little pretty good.
I'd say we did all right. I'd say we won some people some money. I know we won us some money, so we had to have won other people some money on top.
I know. If you took my lineup that I gave out, you at least won something. So,
bingo. All right. So let's do it. Let's just jump right into week six in the DFS world, and we'll do like we do every week. We'll give you a quarterback and a running back, and then take a break. Come back, give you receiver, flex, DST, and then break down our lineups as we do. So, Jim, what quarterback is piquing your interest this week in this full four game slate?
Oh boy, do I not like the quarterback slate this week. It is tough. So, I went with Bo. I like Bo Leoi Mitchell. This Winnipeg team I still think is really good. So I'm still right as of recording this. I'm still on the under in that game, so I don't really want to touch it too much. I don't want to do anything with Montreal. Don't want to touch Edmonton and a new quarterback. Ottawa, Dana. The only one I see fit to go with is Cody Fajardo.
Cody Fajardo.
I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. I don't like Toronto's defense. I think the Rough Riders could dominate and put up a bunch of points. And I think he'll get a lot of rushing yards, too.
Yeah, Cody, he was actually a little quiet on the rushing, and he didn't need to, really, last week. Yep. Against Toronto there this week. Last week, he turned in an 18.4-point performance, 231, two touchdowns, no interceptions, which is very good. Four rushes for 12 yards, but you know, he's obviously capable of doing what he did to Hamilton, 10 rushes, 42 yards, 311 yards, and a touchdown for a 31-point game. So, yeah, I mean, Cody Fajardo against Toronto, not a bad call. I'll take that. Fajardo is at 10,600, so you're going to have to get creative down your roster if you want to take him. Jim, I'll go ahead and take Zach Collaros. I'll take him at $8,900 because he frees up a lot of interesting possibilities for me. You look at what Calgary did against Dane Evans, who was much less of a quarterback than Zach Collaros. They gave up 425 yards, three touchdowns, 31.2 fantasy points. And then against Vernon Adams, they gave up 250 yards, a passing touchdown, but more importantly, 22 yards and a rushing touchdown. Good for 20.2 fantasy points. Look, Zach Collaros, not the absolute most mobile quarterback in the stable, but can get around and actually can score a rushing touchdown or two if there's an accident and he falls into the end zone. So, I mean, I like Collaros if he can at least score me two touchdowns and give me at least 250 yards, if not three passing.
That's the thing. I like that play a lot, and I probably will have a lineup that has Collaros in it. He's out of me. The price that you're getting for him, you're getting a good floor. Like, you're always going to get a good floor with Zach Collaros. Like, to me, him and Bo Leoi Mitchell. I get the three name guys mixed up all the time. They give you like similar levels of floors, but the price is not matched. Like, there's $1,000 difference. But Zach Collaros, I feel like they're basically, like, I think Zach Collaros is a better quarterback. He wins more. He's not flashy. Neither of these guys are flashy. But I think they give you a similar amount for way cheaper. I love the Collaros play.
Well, and here's the thing about it, too. With Bo Leoi Mitchell, yeah, okay, the floor is there. But look, in a game where they just annihilated the Elks 49-6, he had 19.6 fantasy points. He had 279 yards and two touchdowns. Like, this came, all the points came from everywhere else but Bo Leoi Mitchell. And that is a game where that team scored 49 points. So, yeah, his floor is right around that 19 to 20 yard range. So, for Collaros, you know he can blow up for way more than that and has proven that his ceiling's a lot higher than that of Bo Leoi Mitchell. So, if I'm getting the price reduction on Collaros at $8,900 versus Bo Leoi Mitchell at $99, yeah, I'm definitely going to take Collaros every time with that. So, yeah, that's my quarterback, and I'm sticking to him.
Love it. I love it. Zach Klocharos is never a bad choice.
No. No, and they flash the graphic of what he's done since he's joined the Blue Bombers, and he's been really impressive. I mean, obviously, you remember him from his time with Saskatchewan, so, and then even you go back a little farther to his time in Hamilton, but I just feel like maybe this Winnipeg team is a much better fit for him. Maybe what you're seeing out of Winnipeg right now is exactly what Zach Klocharos should have always been.
I think so. And then every once in a while, he'll get super flashy and have like a breakout bomb game. You saw it a little bit last week, like he had a really good game. The reason you pick Zach Klocharos is because of the floor.
Exactly. All right. Speaking of floors, it's what running backs run on, and we'll hit that position next. Jim, what running back are you on this week?
I went with your boy Powell. I think this Hamilton team, like maybe even if Ottawa doesn't start out strong early, bringing in a new quarterback, either way, it's a backup. You're going to rely on your running back who's come back. He's a stud. And I think they're going to chip away at this Hamilton defense. So maybe the points won't show for the first 2.5 quarters. But by the time that third and fourth quarter roll around, this Hamilton defense starts to crumble. And if Ottawa has any kind of lead, they're just going to run the ball over and over and over again, just wear this team out. I like what he's given me.
So I'm a little disappointed with his usage as of late. He got 11 attempts in both games, actually. Turned him into 55, 58 yards. Not bad. It's a five point yards per average clip for him. A 5 yard per average clip for him. So why not give him the ball more? And I understand that, yes, Ottawa was down. But against BC, they were still coming up well. I mean, they were within 3 points. They could have given Powell the ball some more. But where I really think they need to get him more involved in, Jim, is the passing game. So far, one catch in both games, 7 yards in that game against BC, 8. He's always been a reliable pass catcher. And if you're going to be bringing in a Caleb Evans, if by some stretch of the imagination Arbuckle is able to play this week, his only outlet to me is going to be William Powell.
Yeah, he opens up such a lot of like short passes where he can get you a lot of yak. Get you a lot of those yards after carry. I think he gets play. And what better team to play him against than what is right now the bottom team in the CFL?
Yeah. And I'm a big William Powell guy anyways. Go check out, if you Google Wood Cookie Sawcast and William Powell, you'll hear my interview with him. Shameless plug, I know, but he's a great guy.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun interviewing him, and I've just been a big fan ever since. So,
if I get a Taylor Cornelius interview, I'm going to cream my pants.
We'll work on that. The CFL is really good about that. We'll do that. If he starts this week and if he actually wins the job, I will work hard to bring Taylor Cornelius to this show. I'll do that for you, Jim, because you're a stud man and you earn.
Bring a tear to my eye, man.
Well, no, wait till I bring him on the field. All right. So for my running back, I'm going to give you Jamal Morrow of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Two things can happen. One, they jump out to a gigantic lead and just give the ball to him. But you also look at what BC did, and they gave David Mackey 16 of 90 yards, really, and a touchdown. James Butler rushed for six and 39. Of course, he was injured in the second quarter. That's what happened. That's about the most that they've given up, did Toronto. So I have a feeling that this Jamal Morrow is going to be fantastic. And not just that, but he gives you return yards as well, which we know counts in the CFL. It's Jamal Morrow's that Swiss Army knife that I think William Powell wasn't. I mean, William Powell, obviously, like we talked about, good running back in and of his own right, but he didn't return kicks. So for fantasy purposes, if you're giving me 106 yards, 66 yards, 96 yards, 104 yards in the return game on top of your 78 rushing yards, 103 rushing yards, 126 rushing yards, couple touchdowns. Jamal Morrow is fantasy goodness. 23 points last week, 32 the week before, 31 in week two. So Jamal Morrow is a good play at $9,600.
I like that play. I'm going to find a way to squeeze both him and Fajardo somehow into a lineup. I'm going to have to make room somewhere. But as this lineup that I'm giving out here stands, Cody Fajardo kind of ate up a lot of my cap space. So I had to make room. I think Powell's a great value play. He's only $8,600 for a running back. And as we've said every week, there's only like two or three running backs I really like.
And it really, that's all that you really can like. I mean, unless one of them pops off for a return touchdown, if you get pick a returner, or, you know, if they break a long one. The starting running backs this season seem to be very much of a crapshoot.
The only one that's really consistently, I mean, Morrow's been really good. The only one to me that's been consistently top tier is Carey.
Yeah.
For Calgary. He's like always going to get you everything you need, but he's freaking $10,800. He's so expensive.
$10,800, but Jim, 16.8 points, 18.2 the week before, 2.8 the week before that. I mean, yes, the floor is consistent, and that's what you're going to pay for, but at $10,000, 16
not
points.
Worth.
Not yeah.
Worth it.
Doesn't feel like it's really all that much. So no touchdowns in that game, only one the week before. Yeah, it's just, other than week one, where he scored two touchdowns, Carey's been good, a good running back.
Morrow's 1,200 cheaper, and he's getting better fantasy points every week in, week out, like consistently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, if we're going to talk about this Stampeders game and Winnipeg game being close, maybe it does come down to the running backs. But even still, you know, I think that limits the ceiling for a guy like Carey. So, yeah, give me Jamal Morrow for all of that discount. I like it. I'll take it. Love it too. All right. Let's talk about receivers, flex, and DST. After our break, when we step away to pay a couple more bills here, and we will tell you about Win. Make sure to get down on the Win's bet $50 to win $200 promotion, where a $50 bet qualifies you for up to $200 in free bets. If you want the ultimate fantasy football experience, do this. Bet $500 or more on sports or casino before July 31st. You can get entered to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience at the Encore Beach Club. Includes a two-night stay at the Rin Resort for you, and not just you, but your entire league. Go ahead and toss multiple entries at that. It is allowed. So much to choose from. All you got to do is download the WinBet app now or visit WINNBet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Let's move on to Sleeper. It is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of users, including the Scott Fishbowl for the first time ever, moving on to the Sleeper format. Why did he do that? Why did he let us all start playing on Sleeper? Because it is a game-changing product and is unlike anything else in the industry. But wait, there's more. You can make money on Sleeper by playing their new over-under game. It is super simple. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over-under. For example, number of points in basketball, hits in baseball. Then just choose the amount of money you want to enter into the contest. If you pick correctly, and you're smart, folks, I know you can do that, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. Why am I so excited about the over-under on Sleeper? Well, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see, and because my friends are much smarter than me, I can copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together, so stop whatever you're doing right now. Download the Sleeper app, play their new over-under game, have fun with your friends, and more importantly, make some money. You can do it on your mobile phone. Join our listener group right now, Sleeper at sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper is going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad. Get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Get on down to the SGPN Discord now, where we are giving all of our conversations, all of our picks. You can sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. We are all on the Discord server now, so make that switch from Slack to Discord. If you want to do that, go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Again, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord to join the conversation. Part of that conversation, Jim, happens on the Spring Football channel of Discord, where we will begin to start posting everything we talk about here and more, up to and including what you did last week by putting in your lineup there.
Darn right. I'll be putting in probably a couple lineups come Thursday morning, Wednesday evening.
When you're done tinkering.
Oh, there will be lots of tinkering to be had. The countdown clock on DraftKings is at 40 hours right now, 43 hours. there's many lineups to be made in between now and when that clock hits zero.
It's such a beautiful thing. I think part of the fun is just making them. I mean, entering them is one thing, but just making them, I think, is most of the fun.
It's so much fun.
I'm drafting. It's the thrill of drafting over and over and over
again. It's the best part of fantasy football every week.
It is actually true, which is why DFS is as popular as it is, because if you don't like your team, junk it. Start over again next week.
Exactly. All you need. It's also like, I feel like in some regards, I'm managing money. I'm learning how to manage my money. I'm learning budgeting when I'm doing fantasy daily fantasy.
Is that what I got to do? I got to get my kids to do this so they can manage. You only get $50,000, honey. Now go ahead and break it out into what you can afford. Can't go over.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and break down this wide receiver position. It feels like there's lots to choose from every week, but there's a lot of folks that are just jumping out to the front in a big way this season and making big names. So who do you got? Who's your favorite receiver for the weekend?
Week in and week out, if you are not pricing these guys at what they should be priced at, I will take them every time. Malik Henry at 6,500. What are you doing? If you're not taking it, he's basically turning into the number one guy.
He is. And not even by a little. Like, Malik Henry has been just an absolute monster. And you look at the other guys around him. I mean, there's still Kamar Jordan. There's still Reggie Bigleton. Like, all of these guys are still there. But all of a sudden, here comes Malik Henry almost out of nowhere. What does he do last week? 6 catches, 150 yards, and a touchdown. We talked about it. Good for 30 points. His second 30-point week in a row. What did he do against Edmonton? 6 catches, 173 yards, and a touchdown. Yeah, I mean, the last 2 weeks have proven to me that even Malik Henry at his ceiling is a far better receiver than a lot of other guys on the slate.
His targets are also nuts. He keeps getting the ball thrown his way. And in a game that we think is going to be close, who is Bo Levi Mitchell going to rely on? The consistent guy who's shown that he's just dominant. Malik Henry's going to... He's the guy.
He is the guy. Kamar Jordan... again, like I talked about, he's coming in at 11.8 fantasy points per game. For perspective, Malik Henry, 20.7. A full almost 9 points higher per game. Who's the next on that list? Richardson Danny. Guess what? He's questionable. And then we've got Luther Hakuna Matata. It's not Hakuna Matata. But yeah, Hakuna Vahu is there at 9.8. Reggie Bagleton at 9. Sean Brees at 5.8. Sean Bain, rather, at 5.8. And then, of course, Philpott at 5.7. It's Malik Henry and it's everybody else at this point.
It is Malik Henry. And like, you're paying 90. If you go Reggie Bagleton, you're getting 9,900. That's how much he costs. Malik Henry is 6,500 on DraftKings. This is disrespectful at this point.
It's insane. I knew you were going to pick Henry, which is why I didn't spotlight him. But yeah, at that price.
So I had the same two guys I picked last week. Guess what? They're both in my lineup again.
Because why not? Because exactly the production that we're doing week in and week out, right?
Yeah, I could mention him. Schoen is in my lineup. He's 5,200. Come on.
This is the thing that I've noticed over the years. And it takes a while for the CFL DFS guys to catch up to what's going on in the field. I almost feel like they just don't watch box scores. They just say, oh, well, this guy can't do it again. This guy can't do it again. So go ahead. Don't price him up.
Schoen's red zone targets. He's being targeted in the end zone all the time.
Well, and look at what his price was last week, Malik Henry. His price was $5,800. Now he's only 6,500. You're telling me that 2 weeks of 30-plus football only gives you a $700 bump?
It's nuts. Where was Schoen last week?
Where was Schoen last week? Let's look up.
He couldn't have been too much lower. He's at 5,200 this week.
No, he's at 5,200, and base salary is only 35 or 25. So he was at 4,600 last week. So again, another what, 466?
Yeah, 600 bump.
Okay, we'll take it.
The red zone targets are insane. Disrespectful.
Disrespectful. Somebody else who's disrespected is Greg Ellingson. Greg Ellingson at $8,800. Not priced at the top of the league as far as receivers and salary are concerned, which, you know, again, the top of the salary food chain is not necessarily all that. It's 10-6 at Kenny Lawler, and Kenny Lawler has been giving you next to nothing over there in Edmonton. Kenny Lawler, 10-600. Last week, 2.7. The week before, 14.7. The week before that, 5.1. Yes, he had a gigantic game against Saskatchewan for 35 points, but then the first week was 12 points. So he's only averaging 14 points per game. It's not pretty.
I do wonder if he might be due for a bounce back, because with a new quarterback coming in, he is probably your most consistent receiver. He's probably your number one guy for the whoever's coming in. Like, they're going to target him a bunch. At 10,600, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. But for anyways, for my receiver, like, I'm giving you the other Winnipeg wide receiver, because again, these Winnipeg wide receivers have been on fire. Greg Ellingson right now sits third in the league in receiving yards. He's got 366 of them. He's tied for third with receptions, touchdown receptions at three. He had one last week. Like, to me, Greg Ellingson is starting to find his stride, and I think Zach Collaros is starting to get a little more comfortable with the veteran. He had 22 points last week, 10 in week three, 17 against Ottawa, 19 against Ottawa the week before. His only down week was 8 points in Toronto. So, yeah, I think we have a good basis for Greg
Ellingson. Stack, by the way.
Yes, it is a great Collaros Ellingson stack. And you could even do Ellingson, Schoen, and Collaros.
I wouldn't blame you for doing that, honestly. Spoiler, probably going to have a lineup that has all three of those in there.
Might as well, right? I mean, again, I know that we don't think this is going to be a gigantically high scoring game, but there'll be yards and there'll be at least a couple of touchdowns in this game.
And I'm still on the fence. Maybe by the time this comes out, I actually think we're going to get the over. I'm flip-flopping on this total every single minute, it feels like.
Well, the final decision for Jim will come Thursday at about, let's see, 4 o'clock.
In the Discord, for sure.
In the Discord. So make sure you join the Discord. All right.
Pulling my hair out over this, man.
I can tell. It's all coming out. All right, let's talk about a flex position for you. Who's your favorite flex play this week?
Okay, so this is where I'm also putting in a little bit of a stack, spending a little bit of money. I am taking Duke Williams. Ooh. I think he's kind of Cody Fajardo's guy right now. He's getting some good floor level, like 12, 23, 17 in three games that he's been a part of. I like it, especially against a team that were like, they're going to be slinging the ball over the place. We're both low on this Toronto defense. I think he's going to get a shitload of targets. And I just think it's going to be a dominant game. I also love being able to stack Fajardo with his main guy. I couldn't work in. Maybe some lineup will have the absolute money truck that will be a Fajardo, Morrow, and Williams stack. I don't know how I'm going to make up for that, but I'm going to make it happen. I like Duke Williams quite a bit.
You know how you make that happen? You play Jarius Grant and every kick returner that's out there right now and hope they get into the end zone. Look, Duke was pissed that he had to come out of that game. He had a the reviewer up top looked at his injury when he got hit in the head and pulled him out, and he wasn't very thrilled about that. So who knows what other damage he could have done had he stayed in that game a couple more plays.
He's going to be playing with a fire.
He will be
playing.
I
like one other one, and I'll let you say it first. I'll let you say who you have first just in case.
Okay, good. You don't want to
tread over you.
You don't want to step all over mine. My flex play is going to be, here we go with the whole clicking on the numerous tabs over here. There it is. It is Peyton Logan. Peyton Logan at $4,700. The Calgary backup running back who seems to just, him and Carey are getting equal amount of love, but Peyton Logan found the end zone last week, and in week two against Hamilton, managed to score 16 points on his own, and this is the backup to Carey. So I like what Peyton Logan does. He got into the end zone in the return game. It was 151 yards and a touchdown. It was a gigantic return, actually. For Peyton Logan, but he's getting involved, and in two out of the 3 weeks he's at over 15 points in fantasy. And if you're going to give me that at $4,700, if his floor turns out to be 15 points at $4,700, I like that for a guy like Peyton Logan.
To me, he seems a little touchdown dependent, but I like it's the high risk, high reward. You're not spending too much to get him. if he gets one touchdown, that's basically the floor that you need for some guy that price that like really makes up some room. I like the play.
I like it too.
I like that move.
I like it. Well, because you figure even if it's kicking a punt, a return or a kick return or whatever, it's probably gonna be a lot of kicking going on, you know, whether it's punting or kickoffs. And he's going to stand a chance to touch the ball quite a bit, and even more maybe than carry because he's a kick returner. So I like it. Plus, his $4,700 really unlocks, again, the fact that you can get Kolaros, Morrow, and Ellingson in that lineup.
Like that move quite a bit. My other flex play, it's the only person I'm touching in this entire game, I believe. Chandler Worthy in the Montreal game. I just like his floor. $6,600, not a bad price. I think he's just going to get you consistently around that like 15 to 20 point range. And he might be able to dip up a little bit depending on what's up with this Montreal team. That's the only person I would really look to target in that game.
Yeah, if you're going to go low, 15 points the week before in Saskatchewan in week four, 16 points against Saskatchewan in week three. It seems like a pretty healthy floor for $6,600. And the Alouettes, you know, they're looking kind of, and again, Chandler Worthy is another one of those guys that factors into the return game as well, because he is their kick return. He had 184 yards and a touchdown in week four, 205 and a touchdown in week three. So, you know, he's a good kick returner and he's explosive. And like you said about touchdown dependency, when you get him, that's what you want out of him. So I like that as well. All right, Jim, what DST are you looking at this week?
Oh, so I've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I think I'm just going to save a little bit of money. I'm going to go this, what we think is a rock fight of a game. I'm going to take the Red Blacks. They're a feisty defense. They play with heart. And I think Hamilton's offense is terrible.
Well, I'll take the other end of that, and I'll take the Hamilton defense, and I'll only do this because, again, we don't know. We don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be. If it's Caleb Evans, I know that Caleb Evans is not going to be throwing for a million yards against the Tiger Cats. Again, this is probably going to come down to a game of field goals, and even if it is one by nothing but field goals, I've seen games 12-10, 12-11, 12-9, especially between these Tiger Cats and the Red Blacks, and so they're not going to be giving up a lot of points. They're going to get in Caleb Evans' face. They're going to sack him. I know this offensive line for Ottawa has improved, but unfortunately, they're blocking for Caleb Evans, not for Jeremiah Masoli right now, and even if it is Arbuckle, still, the guy's been trying to learn the system. He threw far more interceptions than touchdowns in Edmonton, so this Ticats defense has the opportunity at $3,400 to at least give me enough to where I'm not shooting myself in the foot. They won't lose me points, that's for sure. And they may even get a couple of points here and there just by sacking and a couple of interceptions off of either Caleb's or Arbuckle.
Like that move. I mean, if you have the money, either the Stampeders or the Blue Bombers wouldn't be a bad play either, because I think like that could be a defensive game. And even if it gets pointsy, these teams just generate turnovers too.
They really do, and that's the key to Winnipeg. Obviously, Winnipeg and BC, that was what happened. I mean, it was special teams, it was defense, it was interceptions at timely events, and
Rourke also just, good kickers on both teams.
Good kickers on both teams as well. Yeah, I mean that was a hell of a matchup for both of them. So I like that a lot. So I got the Red Blacks. You've got the tie, or I've got the Ticats. You've got the Red Blacks. That's going to be crazy to see. Which one comes out on top?
It will be. Also, I like that move. I may have switched to the Stampeders as well.
As well, you should. All right, let's step away again, and we will give you our favorite lineups. In Jim's case, he likes to give you a couple, because why not? The more, the merrier.
So for the show, I got one. I got one that's going to be the show's lineup. I want to start doing that, where I have the show's lineup, and that's what we're going to like. Hopefully, I'm going to promote that. And then everything else you got to go to the Discord for.
This is why this guy is a company man. SGPN loves them, some CFL Jim, because he is a company man. Speaking of company, Jim, let's play some bills. Let's talk about some coffee. I like coffee. I love it a lot. In fact, the only reason that I'm still up right now is because of my coffee. And Trade Coffee is the reason that I am still up, because not only do they give me fresh ground coffee the way I love it, but they also give me exactly the kind of coffee that I need to stay up and provide the type of energy that I can for this show. They work with you. They'll work with you just like they work with me to find me the best coffee for me, because the truth of the matter is this. I like different kind of coffee than you like. You may like it a little bit weaker, but me, give it to me strong. Give it to me to where I can stay up late at night and record you episodes of the CFL Gambling Podcast. And all you got to do to get your very own personalized, customized set of coffee, beans, grounds, however you like it, is just answer a couple of questions. You're going to get your own personalized variety of coffee delivered fresh to you as often as you like, and absolutely no gimmicks. They deliver a freshly roasted coffee as, again, whole beans, as ground, however you want it. And they're going to guarantee you that you love it on your first order. Or they will work with you to replace it for free. They'll talk to you. They'll ask you questions about why you didn't like it. And they'll get you set up with the kind of coffee that you like the most. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with over 750,000 positive reviews. You know they can't go wrong with that. And right now, Trade is offering new subscribers like you a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping. Go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Imagine the kind of damage you could do with 40 cups of coffee right this second. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find you a coffee you are going to love. That is drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode does not actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and all sorts of other prying eyes. That's why I use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even where you're sitting right this second, that physical location of yours will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It is literally that simple. You can use IPVanish on unlimited devices without sacrificing on your speed, your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick when you're streaming media. So whether I'm at home or in public, I don't go online anymore without using IPVanish. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for you with a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's like getting 9 months for free. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you got to do, tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know that it's on. So stop sharing with the world everything you stream, everything you search for, everything you buy. Take back your privacy today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. Go to IPVanish.com/SGP. Use the promotional code SGP. Claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. You want lineups? We got lineups. Jim, we're going to hit with our favorite lineups. Everybody out there who's listening, we're going to give you some of our favorite lineups this week for the DFS. So what you got, Jim?
I did it.
You did it.
Hit the lineup what I wanted. Cody Fajardo, Morrow, freaking Duke Williams, baby, Malik Henry, Dalton Schoen, Logan. Ooh. Squeeze Logan in there to make room for the big boys, and then the Stampeders defense.
Oh, I love it. See, and that's what I'm talking about. See, that Logan thing kind of unlocks a lot of different things. Schoen, I love Schoen. I couldn't fit him in, because this is what I've got. I've got Zach Collaros. I've got Morrow. I've got Ellingson. I put Malik Henry in there. I've got Logan. And then I've got Steven Dunbar. We didn't talk about Dunbar very much, but a lot like what we did last week with one of our other plays, you know, just wasn't necessarily in the breakdown, but definitely gave you a lot of points in the aftermath. So I like Dunbar. Dunbar, somebody's got to catch passes in Hamilton. And while there may not be 400 yards worth of offense to go around, Dunbar's given you a pretty solid floor. He gave you 14 points in Edmonton, 18 points in Calgary, 15 points in Saskatchewan. Three catches in Edmonton, six catches in Winnipeg, six catches in Calgary, two for 75 minutes. He scored three touchdowns in his last four games. Dunbar's been that guy that you expected Addison to be, Braylon Addison to be in Hamilton.
Love that lineup.
I do. And then, of course, the Ticats defense, because like I said,
You gotta make room somewhere.
You gotta make room somewhere. Look, Tim White is also intriguing, but he's expensive. He's at $8,600, and he's not giving him. He's giving you exactly pretty much what even Dunbar's giving you. Edmonton, he gave you 13 points. Winnipeg, he gave you. He broke out in Calgary for 33, but the week before that, he had 3 points in Saskatchewan. So, beware with any of these Hamilton receivers. But if I'm going to pick one, I think Stephen Dunbar is the one to do.
See, I feel like it kind of works, though, because like you said, someone's got to get the targets. And if they get the targets, we don't know what to expect in this game. Yeah, it's probably going to be a rock fight, low scoring, but that's why you don't play the quarterbacks. You play the receivers.
Look, and Dane Evans is gone for 425 yards in a game already.
He is accurate. I feel like that's his calling card, is his accuracy. He's just not a winner, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating as all get out, but that's where we're at. So I'll take yards and quite possibly a touchdown out of Stephen Dunbar to round out this lineup. And, again, this is a high-risk, high-reward lineup, I think, because this is going to be a lot of contrarian plays. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Logan out there. I don't think you're going to see a lot of Stephen Dunbar out there. So those two flex plays in and of themselves will probably give you a little edge if a lot of people are playing Kolaros and Morrow. And maybe even Ellingson for that matter.
Do I go like balls to the wall and fit Taylor Cornelius into a lineup just out of respect?
Why don't you find out in the Discord channel?
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. All right. Well, those are our favorite lineups for the week. Play them if you like. Mess around with them. Find somebody you like. Maybe you replace Schoen with Dunbar in there as well because there was still $400 left in the salary for what was Schoen again? Schoen was
like $5,200.
$5,200. So in you could drop down to Schoen. You could play Schoen instead of Stephen Dunbar and free yourself up a ton of money to upgrade the second flex position if you want to. So play around, have some fun. These are names that we're giving you that you can sort of mess around with. Obviously, we said Jim's going to give you more picks in the Discord channel coming.
Oh, there'll be plenty more.
Plenty more. So, Jim, other than the Discord channel, why don't you remind everybody where they can find you on social media?
Find me on Twitter at XFL Jim BB. Find me on YouTube at XFL Jim. I got a lot going on. Cooking every Friday night. Just join the stream. Even on Twitch, I'm every Friday. I'm just cooking. I think this week I'm cooking up. I think I'm doing fish tacos.
Ooh, my daughter would absolutely love that. She
be ready for that.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, I'll have her join in, and you guys should join in as well. Of course, make sure you follow me on Twitter at RJ Villa Gomez, and of course, find this show everywhere where you find your favorite podcast, and of course, on the SGPN app. Make sure you head over to that SGPN Discord, find that Spring Football channel, and get in on all of our talk, especially coming up as we start the week this Thursday night with Thursday Night Football. Enjoy, everybody. We'll see you next week, and hopefully you cash out some CFL lineups for Jim, for me. Have some fun out there, and have always let it ride.